You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
In the Southland at the Pizza Hut. Well, you want to take a picture while I'm doing this? Let's do it. Picture time. Here we go. We are live at the Pizza Hut in Anaheim, 301 South Magnolia Avenue. Come on out. Press the flesh with us. It is the Travis and Sliwa Show on a Madness Friday. They have brought my third pizza, so I'm doing a I never said what size.
You did.
I said I'm going to do a pizza every hour on Friday at Pizza, which I have. It's the four-slice personal pizza, like the little pan crust.
Looks good.
This is pizza three, and let me tell you something. It tastes as good as pizza one.
Went back to pepperoni, too. So this is pepperoni pizza number two. Cheese pizza has already been consumed.
Yeah.
And then we're going to put them here. You know, people stack their beers. We're just going to stack all the Chris's.
I'm a man that does a bit.
Oh, Pizza Hut.
If you don't know my catchphrase, no. It's not a bit, but except now it is a bit. Anyway, we're having fun in frivolity. Thanks for being here. Don't forget tomorrow, the Madness Week continues as we head to Found Valley for our Pickleball Madness Tournament. Our friends from Pizza will be out there. And we always thank Pizza for all their support all the time. Sweet. You got the Pizza Frisbee?
Yeah, you threw the Frisbee. I got to be honest.
It's a good throw.
You got to have a snap of the wrist.
Yeah, thread the needle.
I did. But did you see Slee? He took it like a tight end. Yeah. You took it. It was kind of grazing up high. You just went, ugh.
Yeah, I didn't want to wait. You know, sometimes you got
the corner. He was like a modern-day Aaron Hernandez. I should have used that reference.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, let's go. Go Kelce there. Yeah.
Have you guys watched The Dynasty on Apple TV?
I'm starting to get this morning.
It's
like,
great.
Clips.
It's great.
Seems very interesting.
Here's why I think I want to see it and why I think I'd probably like it. Tell me if this is true, Chris.
Now, you're usually skeptical on some of these, right? Because it just depends who.
Well, yeah.
Who's telling the story?
Who's telling the story is going to determine all of this. Here's why I think I'm interested in it. Patriot fans hate it. And that's why I think I'm interested in it. That if Patriot fans are saying, oh, Belichick's getting a raw deal and they're not even talking about this.
That is interesting.
You have my attention.
Okay, that is interesting.
You have my attention. Because if this is just a hagiography of the Patriots' greatness over the last 20 years, I have no interest in that.
It's not. It shows you, I think Patriot fans will enjoy it because it's reliving how they built the dynasty. Then it shows you as it started to crack, along with from Deflategate to Spygate to Kraft realizing maybe Belichick's not the one.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Belichick all of a sudden shuts down Sean McVay. And there's a great NFL Films that they have them both mic'd up before the field. And, of course, Coach is out there. McVay, oh, Coach, it's great to see you. I respect you. It's going to be great to play together. What you put together. And Belichick's just like, oh, yeah, yeah, you're great, Sean. Then they have him walking off towards the sideline. And Belichick's still mic'd up. And he goes, wait till McVay sees what we have for him.
Yeah.
And it shows you how Belichick came back from that Eagles game where everybody was saying – and even Kraft, he might not be the guy anymore, to showing he is still a defensive genius, rebuilt the defense over 2 weeks, changed their entire template, and shut down Goff and McVay.
This is on Apple TV,
Apple TV.
You know what else Belichick was great? Belichick's great at that mental warfare stuff.
Yes.
Like, he's great at that, because I've seen the clip that you're talking about when McVay is very enthusiastically telling him how much he thinks of him and his greatness and all these things. And Belichick's like, yeah, cool.
Right.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Right.
Never once said, oh, man, look, you're only 35 years old. I can't believe you're so far. None of that. It's like, thank you.
And
appreciate
you knew
that.
At that moment,
thank
and
you.
He knew, I got him.
I got him.
I got him.
I got him.
Yeah,
by the way,
the clips I saw were primarily Aaron Hernandez, and it was
Aaron Hernandez?
Or I'm sorry.
Like, go on.
No.
No, you're talking about Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, the tight end. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For a second there, when you said it like that.
No.
Like that,
but he wasn't in that game.
No.
The clips, the shorts I was getting on the doc was all focused on him.
Oh, I'm here for that.
And all focused on in Florida. Yeah, he got to do whatever he wanted.
Well, a lot of people looked the other way. They did.
Urban Meyer looked the other
way.
But
so did Bill Bell. They all
knew. True.
Knew.
And once that happened, he just knew that, okay, I could do whatever I want.
And in those moments, Robert Kraft a lot in this became the golf teacher from the Tiger special.
Champ, that
champ,
guy?
Where he said, yeah. I'm sorry, champ. Robert Kraft is trying to reflect, yeah, we made a mistake there. Yeah, but you knew it going in.
They knew.
Whereas Belichick's just like, yeah, I've already commented on that. Yeah. Like, no at all. No emotion.
Belichick doesn't have that gear in him.
He doesn't.
If he is, he's the most disciplined human being in the world to have never let for one second crack that he has a human emotion coursing through his body. But it was like he was a good football player. What?
Right. Just,
I've talked about that. The second we knew, we got rid of it. He didn't care.
It also, it's a great villain story because as the every episode that goes by, you're almost, wow, Belichick's a real you-know-what. Mm-hmm. Man. I can understand how everybody felt that. But then when that episode against the Rams in that Super Bowl, you almost are excited that he won and won the job. And they did a great job with
that. Well, he bought himself a lot more time with that, too, because, A, Brady was still there.
Right.
And, B, it was, well, we just won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's still fresh enough that you weren't thinking that he lost his fastball. I think the fact that he's unemployed right now speaks to how – his personality.
He was a tyrant.
That coming into a place, I don't know how old Bill Belichick is, let's say 70. It's probably roughly right. Him coming in at 70 years old saying, well, we're going to do it like this, and refusing to collaborate, everybody moved on to everybody else, I think speaks to how players feel about him, how ownership feels about him, that when you're winning and you got Tom Brady then we're going to deal with it. Doesn't matter.
At some point,
the second that's over,
page turns and
it's done.
You know, it's not the best example because Phil Jackson was doing this when he was did his thing with the Bulls, did his thing with the Lakers. When he went to New York, I know exactly what he's talking about there. When he went to New York and he gets in the front office, now all of a sudden it's, hey, is he just going to do exactly what he was doing these other places? He's going to have instant success, complete opposite of that.
But it's funny because Belichick, and for people that are now going to tweet, why are we talking about this? You didn't like it when we talked about Otani or college basketball, still what we're doing.
Yeah, David K.
What he did to Drew Bledsoe.
I do have more on Otani, I'm just saying.
What he did to Drew Bledsoe. When Kraft didn't want him to do that, when nobody believed in that, and went with a guy named Tom Brady because he saw something, that is what he was trying to do to Brady. Now, maybe he was a few years early, but he was trying to set up the offense to have a future.
He is a ruthless operator who also happens to be excellent at what he does.
Yes.
That there are a lot of people that are willing to do the ruthless thing, but they're picking the wrong guy.
Right.
He was a ruthless guy who picked exactly the right guy at exactly the right time and set himself up for, what was he there, 23 years?
Yeah, made a lot of money doing it, had a lot of success. And here's the thing. I often say I like the story of sports more than actual live sports.
Of course.
They did a great job at Apple and whoever the production.
All right, we got to watch that now.
Doing.
I'm in. You sold me. That's great.
I'm going to need a password.
I signed up for the 7 day because I had the app that I had like stored stuff on years ago when I traveled a lot and used an iPad for movies. Yeah. Now I am officially a subscriber of Apple TV. This got me in.
Send it over.
Yeah, Greg
Send the username and the password over and I'll watch it.
Berg, I think, has every password to everything. If you want to watch
it's all
in a
mine.
Different language, you can watch watch it in Indian.
I don't know how I got this reputation.
Because that's what you do.
But
you
that was like 6 years ago. I'm a changed man.
If
I buy everything myself.
If I look at your credit card statements, am I going to see a lot of streaming services pop up on there?
Yes. No, there's going to be nothing because he's stealing all these.
Yes. Yes. No,
man.
Yes, you will.
You
stolen
still
streams.
Every once in a while, you want a red onion out of nowhere. A strange red onion.
I'm going to need more details on the red onion. I feel like there's more I need to know about
that. You're fine. We're acquaintances.
No, it's not what we said.
No, that is not what
we said. He was trying to pin me down. He says, you always make a distinction between having
a
personal relationship and friends. And I said, there are a difference between those
two. Like him and I are personal friends.
Yes.
You are personal friends.
Chris and I have spent a lot of time together outside of work.
We've spent time together outside of work. Not a lot.
Travis and I, we email each other.
Never.
Exactly.
We're very close.
Exactly.
You guys see each other 3 hours a day.
Read Jeff Fletcher's tweet again.
All right. So Jeff Fletcher from the OC Register said, I have talked to several of Otani's former teammates today. None wanted to be quoted other than to say they were surprised. One consensus is that Otani never paid attention to other sports, so it's unlikely Ipe was betting on his behalf.
Okay. So let's start with the first part first, that no one wanted to be quoted.
Not surprising.
Why, not surprising, but why, here, what's the harm in this? And I don't even want to pick an Angel player because I don't want to put somebody in the box. But let's say Player A. Hey, what do you think about this? Man, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. I never saw anything like that. What's the harm?
Isn't that kind of the same thing?
No. They
He's
refused
saying you're
to be
not
quoted.
Putting your name on it.
They refused
saying,
to be quoted.
Why not put your name on
why not,
it?
Why not say that? It, okay, Mike Trout, since he's the most famous player there. Yeah, I spent a lot of time with him. I never saw anything like that. I was shocked to find out. I spent time with Epe. I never saw anything.
Could it be?
Know.
And I'm making an assumption here. Could it be an organizational thing? Like, hey, we would rather nobody come
yes.
out and attach your name to it. If you want to have a quote out there, have a quote. But can we not go up and down the rotation and the roster? And
yeah, but that's
everybody?
Not what this is. This is he talked to people who said, look, I don't want to be quoted. That could be the opposite would be the organization has not made their players available. The organization has decided that collectively they're not going to comment. That's fine, but it's odd that they're – hey, listen, man, don't put my name on this, but, yeah, I was a little surprised. That's weird that they're distancing themselves from it. In that
when you way. Say former teammates, you're assuming that they're Angel players.
Well, it's Japanese teammates.
Sure, but
it could be anybody.
So far, like the thought OC register Angel player
sure,
kind of
sure.
makes sense. I'm
His
sure he went to
yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Artie Moreno is basically like no. He doesn't let you speak about anything in general. He's telling all these people, say nothing. Don't put your name on anything. We don't want anything to do with
they
the Angels
can
a part
that,
of that.
But that doesn't mean those guys are going to do it. They,
right.
They
well,
have free
sure.
will. They
but also, what happens if, you know, a month or two comes down the line and something does happen with Ohtani and it comes out that he's been gambling all over the place? Then now all these people are saying they just lied to you.
That everybody got really legaled up really quickly is telling to me. That everybody, I'm not getting on the record with that. That's weird to me. Because if somebody came,
is it more suspicious to you?
Yeah,
yeah.
It doesn't take it from a 0 to a 10.
But it's like, all right, there's a reason for
name
that.
On it. Yeah. That's number one. Number two is this: no one has ever seen. No, he didn't have any interest in other sports. How do you know? But that's my point. By all accounts, he never spent any time with any of. His
I would.
Teammates.
Yeah, I would rather almost just like. Guys, how the hell am I supposed to know? Like, I don't have a comment on this.
He came in, he pitched, he came in, he hit home runs, and he left. He and Epe bounced. I have no idea what that guy's up.
So much so that he had a white dude stand in the team photo with a 17 on him.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
Wow, we forgot about that.
It was amazing.
He was an unknowable person, and they're saying, well, he didn't even like other sports. How do you know? You were never with him. You didn't socialize with him. You didn't. Now, maybe this is another thing where we're talking about old Japanese teammates who maybe did spend a little more
sure.
time, who did socialize with him a little bit more.
WBC teammates, whatever it happens to be.
It's both of those things to me are very odd. And I could be 100% wrong, but here's the problem with all of this, that we're going to be constantly trying to parse what could be completely benign statements for meaning. Because $4.5 million of Shohei Ohtani's dollars are in a bookie's account, everything that everybody says about everything is going to be micro.
I was just going to say, just get ready for that. It doesn't matter who
for
it
months.
Is. It doesn't matter how small it is. It doesn't matter how big it is. It doesn't matter if it's a former teammate. It doesn't matter if it's a neighbor. It doesn't even matter if someone went to Diamond Bar. Diamond Bar High, if anyone could get any quote or any interview, it's going to become news. Whether it's actually worthy news or not, it's going to become news.
If they were bothered by the questions about baseball, how bothered are the big questions about this? That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee live from the Pizza Hut in Anaheim. Come on out, hang out with us, drink a couple of beers, have some pizza, watch some basketball. You got a chance to win a giant crystal UHD TV 75-inch from Mir Audio Video. Come out and hang out with us. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quarter after 12 o'clock on a Friday, the Travis and Sliwa Show is on live from the city of Anaheim, the pizza dining location, 301 South Magnolia Avenue in Anaheim. Come on out. Still time left to enter to win this 75-inch TV, sucker, from our friends at Mir Audio Video. I see you. I know I got a couple slices left.
I'm just curious where we are in our account.
What's going on here?
I just ordered a pizza.
We're two
I got a ham and onion pizza coming.
Chris, what the hell's going on?
First, I got something to say. Because we're getting a lot of tweets in. At least I am.
Left.
About
so your next piece.
I believe Shohei. This is all going to turn back on you guys. It's not going to be real.
By the way, here's it could.
The,
that
but
could
here's
happen.
The problem. Dodger fans, these gutless bozos that are so desperate because Dave Roberts is a horrible manager and has destroyed the last few seasons in the postseason.
Always comes back to Dave.
Are so desperate to believe that Ohtani can save it all that they also believe that there's no way Ohtani, who we don't know at all and who's been a Dodger for what?
5 minutes.
He could never lie to us. He's the only hope we have left. That they are so easy to just discount that the FBI showed up for a reason.
I was going to say. That's
the FBI
that's
doesn't
the
show up because Ohtani's helping his friend out.
Guys, $4.5 million of his dollars is in a bookie account. And you're just going to – everybody just jumps to the assumption that, oh, Ipe did.
Nothing happened.
Maybe he did. But nobody
we'll find out
yet.
Over time. But you could also say maybe that didn't happen. Maybe Shohei was involved.
Explain to me how this isn't a big deal. Mm-hmm. Explain to me how this isn't nothing but terrible news for the, to your point, Chris, of the next generation of Dodger, you know, winning and championships. That Ohtani was supposed to be the guy that launches that 10-year window where they won everything but the World Series in a half season to, hey, we're going to be in the World Series over and over and over again. And one game into it, you have this massive turd in the punch bowl. Like, how are you supposed to pretend that's not a big deal? Of course it's a big deal.
So I like this tweet from Jonathan Evans in the community. Once the proof comes out that Shohei was a victim, These takes are going to age like milk. And I just asked, why are you defending him? And he goes, I'm a defense lawyer, Chris. What does that mean? You're a defense lawyer for what, Shohei?
A defense lawyer. Which means your ass.
What are the takes that are going to age like milk?
Your ass is going to be on trial.
I know. I'm going to be on trial for not liking Ohtani.
What is the bad take?
By the way,
we
Jonathan
don't know
Evans,
what happened. That we don't know
no
where,
one's,
where like, the money came from originally. That this stinks. That this looks like crap. That's
multiple
age?
Different stories were told in the matter of 2 days.
No one's saying he did it. We're saying we don't know what happened.
There has not been a single take on Shohei or Ipe. It's not happened. It's all just speculation. It's like. This,
oh, no,
like, what does this
it.
Mean? What does this mean?
Stories.
What does this mean?
That's the problem. The problem is the stories.
We're
the
on
problem
three.
Is there was not one story all the way through.
We're on three so far. Just like the amount of pizzas that Chris has eaten, that's the amount of stories that they've taken to try to explain what's going on with
slowing down a little, which is, I don't know. The Chris Morales I know, he doesn't slow down.
I need a napkin, desperately, frankly.
Get you a napkin.
I bet we could make that.
Can we get a napkin?
Take your sweater off.
Okay.
See, all you had to do is ask, and they're going to start
you.
Showing
thank
up.
You, oh, appreciate
that's how
that.
That's going to go. When do you get to crypto tonight, Slee? When does your Laker pregame show start?
So late tip-off. Going 7:30 versus Philly without Joel Embiid.
Those 7:30 games are rough.
No, those
I'm
are
not going to lie.
Yeah. Well, okay, but I'll take a Friday 7:30 over like a Tuesday 7:30 with a Wednesday back-to-back. I'm like, what are we doing? So, yeah, 7:30 tip. So pre-starts at 6. We got time.
All right.
Got a little bit of time.
You're going to mosey on over? You're going to take your time, or you just bust it straight there?
No, I'll go back home and take a breather, and then we'll get over there.
What do you do on your breather?
I got to see how much time I have. So let's say it takes me about an hour to get home. Maybe go for like a little walk.
All right.
You know?
Uphill? Downhill?
No, just literally.
Shorts or pants?
Draft. Literally. Just
flat?
As all flat right. as can be.
All right.
As flat as can be.
By the way, you know Geeter showed up at the remote yesterday.
Oh, did he end up showing up?
I thought it wasn't going to happen.
No, it happened.
All right.
And he dressed up like an island boy, like Cappy and I.
Really?
Beautiful.
Did you share a chicken finger?
We didn't, but I did.
Oh.
I did get close to him and say, it's not a bit.
I don't like that.
What was his response?
He pulled me in closer.
Oh, that's the way to do it. See? Geeter gets it.
When does he get this gig?
This
For who?
Gig? No. We're talking about maybe an earlier show. Like Geeter and Yogi Roth leading into you guys.
Oh, Yogi Roth's in the mix.
Two beautiful men.
Okay. That would be the best looking show on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't wear pants.
Just don't tell
don't
them that.
I don't know the connection of any of that, but okay.
Listen, I'm a defense lawyer. I can say that.
Yeah, that is a weird thing. Okay. Like, fine.
Cool.
What does that mean exactly? I don't know.
You defend people.
Yeah. Yeah. No one has said anything other than it sucks.
805 Raider with the best tweet. Morales is absolutely loving all the chaos. That is 100% true.
Did that need to be said?
No.
I was going to say, that's just understood that you like chaos. What is the ideal outcome for you in this whole thing?
That it all comes crashing down.
Which means what exactly?
That he's suspended for a year.
Four and a half
longer.
Million, I was going
to
say.
Well, if you this is going to lead us to the Pete Rose conversation in July. And nothing gets you through July when we talk about Pete Rose.
How has nobody got to Pete yet, by the way? How have we not heard quotes from Pete? Pete.
When Pete Rose,
the first call, right?
You would think.
I would think.
When he was caught gambling in games, where was he in his career? Was he a manager at that point?
He was a manager.
Okay.
I think the biggest difference in this is Shohei is literally the face of baseball.
Pete Rose was the face of baseball.
He's the hit king.
Just think about this. He was a manager at that time, a manager for
the Reds.
But you're not. You have no involvement in everyday game as a. What's it looking like? Maybe you're going to sell some extra tickets for the Cincinnati Reds. Shohei Ohtani is arguably the most popular athlete in the world. Point I'm making is that it's not in the best interest of baseball to have Shohei Ohtani miss one game, two games a year, any of that stuff. It's almost reckless to say that something's going to happen to Shohei.
Yeah.
But any way they can find, if any of this can get, hey, let's push that to the side. Hey, let's. The Major League Baseball is going to be much more in the position of let's just make sure Shohei plays.
The only thing that could be worse than this being a gambling scandal involving their best player in decades would be if there's a gambling scandal involving their best player in decades and they're slow to react.
Yes.
That's the only thing that could be worse because, the Ohtani gets brought down in the Morales, fever dream scenario is awful. But if you don't fix it, then baseball's wrestling and you're like, what exactly are we doing here? Then it becomes completely inauthentic. It becomes a farce that no one takes
seriously.
Which, by the way, is much worse than PEDs.
A guy that looks like a cartoon character is hitting off a guy that looks like a cartoon character. What's the difference? They're both doing the same thing. But one guy's leveraged to the point of, here's what's going to come. Well, even if he did it, he's got $700 million. What's the big deal if it's 4.5? It's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. His money is in a bookie's account. What that means, we don't know, but we're gonna find out. And if Chris gets his way, that's the second worst scenario.
Adrian just tweets, Morales and Beto are two dudes who cover LA sports. I don't know if I cover LA sports, but hate all LA sports teams. Why is it when you're critical about a team? Again, these fans.
But you hate teams.
No, but you do. No, I don't hate the Dodgers. I'm a huge Dodgers fan.
I think you do.
I hate Dave Roberts. As a manager.
It would be hard to convince people that you're a huge
Dodgers
fan.
I will be the first at the parade if we win.
Well, that just makes you a front runner.
Well, no, I'm a Dodgers fan. Do you want to see the pictures of me as a youth?
I believe that somebody put a Dodger jersey on you when you were 8. I believe that.
I was a huge Oral Hershiser fan. I had the Bulldog.
I do believe you're a Hershiser guy. But that you're a Dodger fan is a little tough to swallow.
I just like to point out the truth. That's all. If we want to all believe that LeBron is going to continue to get younger as he gets older, great, we can all believe that.
This is why people don't think that you're a Laker fan. I get that one a lot myself. So
You and I are the same boat with Beto, I guess.
Yeah.
We point out the obvious. People don't want to see the obvious.
Yeah.
But Beto also says that he is not a fan of any team, period.
Oh, see, I don't say that.
Beto's a fan of the action.
He is a fan of the action. Yeah. He is a fan of the storyline. He is not a fan of any specific team.
Now, tweet.
Beto was a fan of the spread today in the FAU Northwest.
Yes.
I wonder if he's on the right side.
It was the random game, the
BYU Duquesne game,
9.5.
Yeah, and he's like, "Yeah, it's over." And we're like, "No, they could throw in a 3 at the buzzer." He's like, "No, but it's 6.5. It's fine. We're good."
By the way, it's been about 20 years. We're coming up on it since baseball went to Congress. I'm here for it. That was about 2005.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah,
Congress
right
and
there.
Baseball
well,
together.
The home run thing popped off in 98.
No, but they went to Congress.
Right, right.
March Madness, actually, it was the first day of the tournament because I had to change all this imaging at Fox Sports Radio then. It was, I want to say, 05.
That was a glorious day because that was the day that Sammy Sosa said he didn't speak English despite having 10 years of English interviews on tape. I don't speak English.
And that's when he changed his skin tone. So now they don't know I'm Sammy.
Do you remember this part?
My favorite is Palmeiro.
Where he's like, I never did it, and if you say I did it, I'm going to sue. I never, ever, ever did it. And then like 2 weeks later, he's like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, guys.
You got me.
I'm not here to talk about the past. That was my favorite. Mark McGwire is my favorite. I'm not here to talk about the past.
But see, McGwire did that thing where he tried to slide through the little loophole. Like, hey, I'm not going to say I didn't because then you can get me. I'm not going to say I did because then you did get me. So, guys, I'm not here to talk about the past.
That's exactly what you're there for.
In front of a panel of congressmen and senators that are grilling you about hitting 9 million home runs. If we're not here to do that, what are you doing here?
Hey, but it's exciting. It was fun to watch. I stopped on my TV.
Stupid. Because here's the thing.
When they were hitting, there, were you saying when they were hitting home runs?
No, all of it. Mm-hmm. All of it. When they were
you stopped and watched every single time he was up.
Say I didn't like it. I said it was stupid. And there's a huge difference that when baseball had been played for 100 years and one guy hit 60 home runs, and then in the space of a couple of years, 12 guys did it. It's like
it's the golden era of baseball.
We're pretending that this is normal. And it was fun, to your
and
point.
And he got to 73.
Cool. Right, and then no one had hit more than 61. There's a 70. There's a 73. It was absurd. And then, hey, what's going on over here? This is – it's like, come on, man. We knew what was going on. Nobody cared.
Yeah, it was but again, it was fun to watch. I actually loved watching McGuire hit bombs. I loved
it
watching.
Was fun.
We all did.
Yeah, we all.
It was fun. I don't care.
If it was happening, that it was straight up.
No way.
Of course not. No, because they had already found the creatine before. Now, not that creatine is
no, that's
now,
legal
now
though.
Not a PED, but you could see the size of him.
They look.
Barry Bonds'
like
head
they were
kept
taking
growing.
The fish oil pills from Costco.
Remember when we used to debate on sports radio the difference between the rub and the clear? Remember that?
Yes.
Flaxseed oil.
Yes. Yeah.
Remember? It's just flaxseed oil. It just put a couple of drops under my tongue. I didn't know what it was. Greg, are we doing our rose and thorn, or are we not doing that? You're in charge of this show.
No, we are not.
We're not.
Okay.
Okay.
Because that's a new thing.
That's
and
fine.
I forgot about that.
So, all right. So that's, well, I'm glad that I asked.
Because I don't have a rose or a thorn.
Instead of rose and thorn, what would you like to do next?
I would like to talk about the Lakers since we haven't done it that much.
Okay. What are we going to do?
He thinks they might even drop out.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to drop out. Let's get into it next. I don't think they're going to drop out, but what if they do drop out?
What if they do drop out?
And then
out?
Tell me about Price Picks.
Yeah, Slee, tell
us
about
was good,
Price
Slee.
Picks.
Yeah, you know, we'll spend a little time on this. Trav, how long have you been playing now for Price Picks? All season long, all Lakers season. But now you got the Major League Baseball games as well. You can pick.
I've already got some futures down, Slee.
Okay.
So Price Picks is more or less, right? Do you want to pick more or less than the statistical projection? So I did a little three-way. I've got Otani, I've got Judge, and I've got Soto. I went more on all three of their home run totals. That's Price Picks. You can get paid. And if you put in the promo code 710, they match your first deposit up to $100.
Takes about 60 seconds to submit your entry. Literally, that's all it takes. Great DFS site. We do it before every Laker game as well. So we'll look at tonight's games. We'll look at what the odds are. Probably going to look at D'Angelo Russell. Probably going to look at Tyrese Maxey just because those are the two backcourt players. Here's the best part about it. Download the app today. Take advantage of the code. It's code 710 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code 710 on Price Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy. It's Price Picks.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
12:33 in the Southland, live from the city of Anaheim at the Pizza Hut, 301 South Magnolia Avenue. It is a party, party, oh party. Travis and Slee will show on a Madness Friday. Right now, Slee is, UAB with the lead.
Uh-oh.
The 12 seed.
Yeah, not good.
Out of the
game.
East region, over the 5 seed, those stinking San Diego State Aztecs.
Yep.
52-51, 8:35 left in the half. Second
yeah.
half.
Yeah.
Slee, how
so
are you
back
feeling?
To Otani real quick.
No, we were going to the Lakers.
No, you're right. Otani probably does have money on this game.
Jesus.
It was Ipe.
Is he on the – did he take the underdog or the favorite?
What was the line?
Slee?
The line – 7-8, something
really?
Like that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, they've just
seven
gone
or eight
cold
for
and they can't get a
matchup?
Stop.
That's not good.
They can't get a stop. No, that's kind of common. College,
really?
8 points.
Yeah, that's
nobody
normal.
Scores.
For a 5-12 matchup out of the East region?
It was minus 6.5.
6.5?
6.5 for a 5-12 matchup out of the East region?
6.5?
6.5? Well, anyway,
this isn't going good.
That was a 12-point lead you lost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, if you are in the neighborhood in the North OC, you've got minutes left to get over here and register to win, because we're going to give it away probably in about 30 minutes. The 75-inch Crystal UHD Samsung 4K television. Somebody here in attendance will win that, courtesy of Mir Audio Video in Westwood. Our friends Isaac and Roy over there, thank you so much. 54-53, UAB.
Nope, 56-53.
Wow.
Can't get a stop.
Wow.
Top 10 team in the country in defense, can't get a stop against UAB.
Do you realize how many cameras will be watching you as this goes down?
That's fine.
The Slee cam?
That's fine.
Oh, you're getting mad now, huh?
Yeah, a little upset. Yeah, a little annoyed. A little annoyed with the team. 12-point lead, nothing. Trav, what's going on over there, buddy?
Just watching the game, Al.
Okay.
Pulling on my Blazers here.
Did we finish this?
Just making sure that my left? UAB guys continue to lock down defensively, continue to hit some open threes.
Yep.
I'm kind of interested to see how your reaction when something doesn't go your way.
Well, it's kind of what it is right now.
Should we have Parker have a camera on Sleeve right now?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. An ISO.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, he's going ISO?
I don't think
we have an ISO cam on Sleeve.
I don't think I'll be as exciting as Emily. Emily Hadley.
No, I want you to really get into
really?
It. I want you to get, like, if something bad happens, I want you to scream.
Yeah,
I want you to yell.
Sure. Whatever you need. Let me
know. Yeah, no. Let me know. Do it. I want to see your emotion
let
out
me
of
know,
you.
Greg.
I want
let
you to
know,
cry pretty, as Carrie Underwood once said. I never knew what that meant. Anyway.
They miss, Al. You're in good
six
shape.
And a half left.
Okay, you're with the ball. Coming back down the court.
They're foul.
They're going to win. Call foul on every possession.
No and one there, Slee?
Call foul on every possession there.
Not that one they didn't. That's my man, Ladie, Al.
That's the game you went to.
He's the only player in college basketball
who's 31,
not Bronny James.
Who's 31 years old?
That's it. Yeah, he's been around for a minute. So, Greg, what did you want to talk about with the Lakers?
I was just saying that what if the Lakers fall out? So it is possible. It's probably not going to happen. It's very unlikely that it happens.
Is this
but right now,
Houston's won 7 in a row.
They've won 7 in a row. They're 9 of the last 10 they've won, mm-hmm. and they are 3 games ahead back of the Lakers. The Lakers are 3.5 back of the 6. So they're closer to being out than being safe. So what happens if they fall out of it? Is this LeBron James?
Is there any difference between falling out and not getting out of the play-in?
Not to me, there isn't.
Not to me either.
I mean, I know it's an even worse look, but it's also
it's
a bad
the same look.
It's
me.
Also a bad look to just only 8
I mean,
make the playoffs.
They're not getting out of the play-in. That's we're pretty positive about that.
I'm
right?
not.
No, they can have the
I'm
play-in.
Not.
They can have the play-in.
You think they can get to the 6?
Oh no, okay. I thought you meant as in they can win themselves out of the play-in.
Oh no! Before the play-in tournament starts, they are stuck in the play-in.
I think they're stuck in the play-in because you're 3-4 games back. There's tiebreakers that are going the other way. The only team that I think they could jump is Phoenix because of their schedule. But go back to your original point:
if they fall out,
or they don't make the playoffs. Are you asking what happens next?
Yeah. What's the next move for the Lakers? Do they let? It's going to be up to LeBron what he does. He has a player option. Does he decide, like, okay, that's it. I've missed the playoffs 3 times in my last 6 years here, in my 6 years. Does he want out? Does he want to move on? Do the Lakers want him
he
to move on?
He doesn't want out. Where's he going to go?
I don't think.
But what do the Lakers
teams
do?
Teams will give him money.
You're a GM. You're the GM of the Lakers.
I'm not saying there will be offers for him, but I'm saying where is a better spot for him right now than here in L.A.?
The only spot that's interesting and they have the cap space and it's another big, big market where they're going to depend less on him is New York. That's the only one that they kind of have what they need already. But here's the question, if you're New York, why don't they just keep building what they're building? Unless you're just getting blinded by this.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I just... How many times in a row are you going to talk yourself into next time will be different? Especially, and to Chris's point, you've brought this up a few times, Morales, is he's a year older every year.
Well, that's the thing.
Right? It's not that his stats are roughly his stats year after year. His impact in the game is very different than it was just a couple of years
not
ago.
Not a couple. 4 years ago is when we talk about 2020.
It's
4 years. That's
4
a
years
long time.
Ago. And you go forward, the older you get, the more that gap starts to show up in shorter periods of time. So if you're talking about extending, if you're talking about to just be where you are, if they make a run, then it's different. But if you're just constantly fighting for 7, 8, 9, 10, you're constantly fighting to hope your plan is please, please, please don't let it be the Denver Nuggets. That's not a plan.
No, it's not a plan.
That's not a plan. And,
or their
be
plan.
40 years old in year 22, 23, whatever we're talking about, however long we want to do it, at some point you have to wean yourself off of this. Unless your entire strategy is
give him what he wants,
and then the next guy, whether it's Luka or Giannis or whoever the next guy is, it's like, hey, I'm going to L.A. because they're going to pay me what I'm earned. I got a chance to be in L.A., got a chance to win championships, and then when I'm past that perfect point in my career, they're going to continue to pay me.
Let's start
the
question.
Like they did with Kobe, like they did with LeBron.
This is just to throw his question. They don't make the play. They don't make the playoffs. However that happens, they don't get in. They're not one of the final eight. What are you doing in the offseason?
If I'm them,
yeah,
I am seeing. Well, first of all, it's his option, right? So he can make a decision. Let's assume that he wants longer, more.
Oh,
yeah, he's going on. He's going to want a 3-year deal.
Don't assume that. That's what's going to happen.
2-year deal. Opt out. A big hug and say, "I love everything you've done for me, but I just can't do that."
But it's his option.
Of course it is.
So he can come back for a year.
He'd have to come. And if he does, okay, cool. Let's run it back again. But I'm not. I don't need to be in that business for any longer than I absolutely have to be. Because the results aren't there. They're just not. To your point, they've been in the play-in 5 of the 6 years that he's been
or
missed altogether.
Yep.
That's that, and I know that they won a title, and that was great, and that was awesome, and that's the thing that makes everybody say, we can run it back. Chris just said it's 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a long time ago.
They were in the Western Conference Finals last year.
You're right. And then another year passed.
Right.
Tom Brady went from winning a Super Bowl with the Bucks to looking like it was time in one season. It was done.
Do you?
Yeah,
think
but he's too his. I get the impact part, but let's stop pretending like LeBron's a scrub right now
playing
in the league.
No,
he's not at all.
He's still top 15 in the league.
He's still top 15 in the
league. That's great. They're not winning.
Right.
So what are you going to do next season? Is it just going to be a repeat?
So then
you've got two players making $50 million. And
which
you
is how
get,
the entire NBA works.
But except one of them is it's time to
it's
hang it up.
40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's time.
Well,
he can score 35 points all he wants, but if the rest of the team can't do it because you can't spend any money to build around him, what's the point?
Yeah, I think ultimately at the end of the day, Lakers don't have to rebuild like every other team. So I think this idea and concept that they're going to go out there and start drafting again and developing, that's just not going to happen. I mean, it should happen with any pick that you have, but they don't have to play the game the way other teams play.
What would you do? If they give you the job tomorrow, what do you do?
I'll keep LeBron. LeBron, we already know, is going to play next year. We did this. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. The 3-year that was being reported ain't happening.
He wants one more. He wants next year and the year after that.
I'm giving him that.
A 2-year deal. Do you have make it a team option after the 1 year?
I don't think you're getting a team option.
You're never getting that.
You're just not going to get it with LeBron.
Yeah. No.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't think you can get a team option.
So you'll give him another year into his age 42 season.
Yeah, because I still think he's productive enough to say, all right.
Productive enough to do what?
Get into the play-in?
To put up
be the
stats?
10 seed?
LeBron and Anthony Davis have those two together. Now the question is going to be, are you going to go big game hunting like they were talking about before the trade deadline to go try to get a Donovan Mitchell or one of those other players? That's what they're going to try to do. If LeBron James can become the third best player on your team, then I'm completely okay with having him on the team for 2 more years. The problem is, on most nights, he's still the best player, or on other nights, he's the second best player. So
I think you keep focusing on him being a good player. He is. We keep talking about the fact the team's not winning enough games. The team isn't close to winning a championship. The team is kind of spinning their wheels every season. They're roughly in the same spot. To your point, Lau, last year they did go to the Western Conference Finals, but it was a pretty fortuitous path that they got.
Agree.
It wasn't that they were a lot better. This was a team that got exactly the right teams in the right order. And the second they ran into it, and this year's path is different. OKC is better. I know they beat them. Minnesota's better. You look at
Carl Anthony Towns
teams,
is out, yeah.
But my point is that are they really closer to being one of the best? Are they as good as the Celtics? Are they as good as the Denver Nuggets? There's a gap between where they are and where those teams are. Not that LeBron is the reason that's the gap, but if you're signing up for more of the same, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
The worst part about all this, too, is that you have two guys in Anthony Davis and LeBron James that have played most of the games
they've
this
been
season.
Available.
You actually have your two best players.
We're supposed to be and Russell.
And Russell. And by the way, Russell is now about to pass Nick Van Exel for the most three-pointers ever.
Which is completely BS.
Which is, I know, you're upset
about
that guy.
But the fact is, rolling down sleeves.
But the fact is, LeBron, the thing that like LeBron has always needed, was a three-point shooter, a guy that can consistently hit three-point shot, a laser, as Cappy loves to say over and over again. They have that. They have the guy that can hit consistently, and they're still looking at the 10 seed or the 9 seed right now. That's kind of a problem. It's
You need a problem. Of course, it's a major problem.
And it's been the same for a long time.
And it's been the same for 6 years.
He's the king.
So what would you do?
6 years.
What would you do?
I would say I would not give him an extra year. I would say you can come back for your player option, but if you want out, if you want to get multiple years, you can go find it somewhere else.
The best excuse, explanation,
and start over
is if you're going to extend him or give him another option for another year is we want everybody in the league, everybody in basketball to know that this is the place that we will take care of you no matter what.
If you're a superstar,
it's not
take
a bad pitch. It's that give me the best guy. Kobe was the best guy. LeBron was the best guy. Give me the best guy, and we're even going to pay you past the point where you're really deeply impacting winning. That's pretty attractive. That's a pretty attractive pitch. But if it's something other than that, that they think that this is going to change doing it over and over again, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Listen, the entire West, basically here's the NBA right now. Denver, Boston, and I don't know what you got the rest after that. So there is a – does anybody think they're actually going to go win an NBA championship? No. But I think if you're not the Denver Nuggets or the Boston Celtics, I don't know of many other teams that think they are going to win an NBA championship. So everybody's in this just clump in the Western Conference.
The other problem, though, it's like Tiger. We talk about Tiger. He probably can't win a major ever again. Maybe the Masters. But we all just enjoy seeing him,
sure.
Right? Because he's Tiger. Even at the end, we just wanted to see Kobe on the court. Right? Lakers fans just wanted to see him play.
Score 60 in the last game.
Right. But if he went out there and scored 20, it didn't matter. That joy for LeBron is not there in this city. Nobody is going, oh, we love LeBron so much. We just want to see him keep playing. It's okay that we won't win. That joy is not there for him, despite being the king and tapping his bicep on a game when they beat the Hawks.
Well, there's expectations to win, and there wasn't expectations in Kobe in his last 2 years.
But there are
expectations. And Kobe and LeBron could never be compared together in L.A.
No, like correct. Kobe is LA.
But that is
but
why.
But I'm saying that there's no –
but
it's
to
not
that
even
point.
A conversation
but it's
to
not
have.
Even Kobe. You could, I mean, the feelings for him are not even like James Worthy or Michael Cooper.
But to that point, that's why they should move on. Because what are the feelings? Then it's got to be about actually winning championships. Because that's what Lakers fans expect, right?
Well, I think that expectation is...
That's a great question,
by the way. That bar is going down.
No, that's a... What do you expect? Is it get the best guys and cross your fingers, or is it let's build a thing that'll win it? Is the only thing that matters championships, or does the other stuff matter as well?
Because Sedano right now would be screaming 6 years ago, what?
No, John's going to be screaming in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
When
6 years ago, nobody cared. The Lakers were horrible, and it's a star-driven F in town.
Yep.
And LeBron made them relevant again. You're right, he did. It's been a great 6 years. Cool. Now what?
Well, we said this. We said that if tomorrow LeBron decided at the end of the season, hey, guys, I'm moving on, I'm going somewhere else, you also shouldn't – nobody should complain about LeBron's
right.
tenure here.
No, nor would there be people crying in the streets.
Which is fine, which
yeah.
is okay. It's a purely business
things.
Relationship.
That's why. It's transactional on both sides. We'll pay you. You do our thing. But this there's not the emotional component that there seemed to be with a lot of other guys. Mm-hmm. Popular, sure. Loved?
347 left. Out of the East region, the 5-seed San Diego State with a 1-point lead over the 12th-seed UAB. 61-60. 3:39 left. Slee, this is tighter than you wanted it to be.
Yeah, I'm a little upset at Jay Billis. He said, watch out for this game. And basically said, this is the 5-12 that can be an upset.
Bracket buster.
Can you get one of those in there?
No.
I got the offensive rebound.
By the way, when it gets to about a minute left, it's still close. Westwood One has this game, and we can pot it right up.
All right, we're going to do that. Plus, we're going to give away our TV pretty soon, right, Chris?
Yes, probably in about 10 minutes or so.
And you've got one more pizza to go.
Yes.
We got a lot to do. We got San Diego State, the final couple of minutes. We've got a pizza that needs to be consumed, and we're going to give away a giant 75-inch Crystal UHD TV. We're live at Pizza Hut in Anaheim. We're here for about another half hour. Come on out. Hang out with us. Have a great day. Give yourself a chance to win that TV. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, 8 minutes in front of 1 o'clock on a Madness Friday on the Travis and Sliwa Show, live from the pizza, the dining location, Trav,
yep,
in the city of Anaheim, 301 South Magnolia Avenue. Now, here's the thing. This place has been packed all day, and just because we get off the air at 1:15, that doesn't mean the crowd will disperse.
No.
That means the party intensifies.
That's right.
So come on out and keep watching me drink beer and eat pizza. Why not? Sliwa, I'm going to spend the night here, I think.
Yeah, I know. You stay here, and then tomorrow, pickleball.
Exactly.
Just straight from here.
Al.
Yeah.
He has a fourth pizza coming here in 8 minutes.
Yep.
And
don't
touch
it.
Pizza three is still not
there's
gone.
One slice left.
Oh,
slice.
You didn't finish pizza three?
But I will celebrate with a slice when the 12th seed, UAB, which is right now
come on,
two
bro.
Points.
What are you doing?
They're down two, 64-62 to the 5 seed, your San Diego State Aztecs out of the East region. Only how much time's left?
About
1:56.
Oh, they're up two. Oh, look at that.
Sweet. I could see the beat of
sweat. All family.
Rolling by down the back of your head.
You made fun of UCLA so much last year.
I didn't make
you
fun
did.
Of them. They didn't make the
you
tournament.
Did.
They made fun
it.
Of themselves.
No. You see, you're doing it again. You deserve this.
UAB in the powder blue.
Oh, he's open. Oh, I thought he was going to jack that one up.
Stop.
Get into the rim.
Foul.
Whistle
on San Diego
whistle.
State.
Everything's a foul.
How long does it take them to play this minute 35?
Hopefully not that long.
20 minutes.
Sedano and Cap will be coming on.
Because I am holding in my hand the winner of the 75-inch television, which we will announce after
take
this game. No, don't touch it.
Look.
No.
First time you said that.
Don't touch it?
Yeah.
You know what? That was a low
that's
blow.
Not cool, bro. Not cool.
You're just making me seem like I'm just open for business. I'm a respectable gentleman. Yeah. Uh-huh. UAB at the line. Free throw goes
gentleman.
In. 64-63, San Diego State. One more free throw to go. 1:35 left. Sleek, can you feel it?
81.5%.
I'm walking back to
free throw
Pasadena.
Shooter.
I'm walking back to Pasadena if they don't
free throw.
Don't say things like that. Don't say things like that. If you say that, you have to do it.
Pretty sure I don't have
San
to
Diego State, 1 point lead, 64-63, 1:28 left. Oh,
all right,
Sleek.
Come on, Al.
Stop. Everybody stop focusing on the game. Let's
Sleek,
get back
you
got to
give me color commentary.
Yeah.
Moving from right to left on your radio.
Up one. We need a bucket here. Nothing special. Nothing crazy. Go for two. Oh, no. Just run the shot clock and take a bad shot. Take a bad shot.
Launches
it. Oh, that
it.
Was
oh,
a bad
oh.
shot.
That's good.
That's got to be.
That's good. It's a good possession.
Not a great possession.
How is
Sleek.
That neither
he just
a shot clock
it.
Violation
we
or
a foul?
An over the back?
Can there was a foul on the bottom. He's
both.
Pushed him in the back.
Can
both.
We get a foul?
No, it's
get
one shiny
doing
moment.
Work.
This is why they play it. It's the madness.
Foul called. 61 seconds left.
They didn't start their offense until 6 seconds left on the shot
that's
clock.
That's okay to do.
Want to explain that to me?
I don't know.
They're up one, not 15.
Wasting time. You have a lead.
Yeah, but you're not up 15.
Up one is not enough?
Not enough. All right, what else we got going on?
Sleek is a San Diego State fan if you're just doing any.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it was tight for a second. 4.5 left. Number two, Marquette, 78-65 lead over the 15th seed, Western Kentucky. New Mexico, the 11th seed, is struggling, of course, against the 6th seed Clemson.
Fouled out. Get him out of there.
And UConn blowing away Stetson, the 16th seed, 30-8. So I think UConn's going to advance.
Oof. Honestly,
who
I
had Stetson?
You're
Chris.
Calling it with 7 minutes left in the first quarter?
I mean, it's 28
30-8. On a 16th seed. I like their chances. I think that's a fairly safe bet.
I don't know if the power of Stetson's going to pull through. San Diego
Clutch.
State.
Do they wear the hat?
Clutch free throw.
Free throw. 65-63.
Stetson hat.
1 minute left.
I got it.
Got to be honest. UAB,
I got it.
UAB is playing dirty. I'd give a couple technicals right now.
What, are they putting their hands on their thighs
yes,
like Greg
exactly.
did in the pie-eating contest?
Greg cheated.
Fully
Greg
legal.
Cheated.
Fully
Greg
legal.
Cheated.
No one said anything about where your
Mason
hands had to be.
Mason told me I had to have hands behind my
no,
back.
No, he didn't. He
yes,
told
he
you no I hands. He told you no hands.
There you go.
San Diego's now a 3-point lead, 66-63. 1 minute left. UAB inbounding the ball. Cinderella could be slipping. Their chance could be slipping away. 12-5 is not really Cinderella.
I mean, yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit?
That's a double-digit seed beating a low seed.
All right.
Absolutely.
Down.
You guys are acting like this tournament's in the 90s when these players.
Oh, come on.
Come on. You can hit one of those.
There we go.
Oh.
Go Aztecs. Call.
There we go. Foul.
Time out or foul? Foul.
Everything. Everything's a foul.
We got a foul on the floor.
For a guy that watches NBA basketball and you're complaining about everything being a foul here.
Yeah, but NBA basketball, everything's a foul.
Well, that was my point.
Yeah. No, college is much worse. College is much worse.
You got something you want to fill? Because I'm not going to pull say the winner till we watch Sleek in agony.
Well, didn't you? You may be waiting.
All right, can we do this real quick? Quick shout out to everybody here. Can we get a round of applause? Everybody that's on the radio listening right here. Appreciate you guys coming out.
This is an amazing crowd today.
Appreciate you guys coming out. I got faith in the listeners. None of these three idiots that are rooting against San Diego State.
If you're going to call us idiots, you might as well call me a scumbag.
Do it. Call me a scumbag.
Who's coming to pickleball tomorrow? There you
there
go.
We got some people in the trifecta.
Rain or shine, right? You rain or shine. We're going to party.
You need to miss one. Miss one right here.
UAB with the free throw. 66-64, 43 seconds left.
UAB's a good free throw shooting.
They
honestly.
Are.
I just put that up there.
That's what they said. Make it a one-point game.
Did he say that?
Did.
Just miss one. We're just asking for one.
You made it.
Oh.
So one point
game.
It's not a good position to be in.
So how much time are they going to waste in this 43 seconds?
You should just try to get a bucket. You're only up one. Clock doesn't matter.
About a 13-second differential.
They're just going to waste the time?
No, you just try to get a bucket.
Hang out.
What's the differential, Sleep?
Midcourt. It's fine.
About 14?
It's about 13, I think.
Go to the basket.
Now they've burned most of the clock off.
What is San Diego State doing with the ball?
I don't know.
Sleep, what are they doing?
Go to the basket. Give it to him.
Give
it to him.
Oh!
Foul?
Really?
Where was the foul?
That wasn't a foul.
If that's not a flagrant foul, I don't know what a flagrant foul is.
Wow. They are giving this game to the Aztecs, Sleep.
Your 75-year-old Letty is getting the foul.
If he makes them both, it's still a three-point game. They
meanwhile,
can still knock one down.
Yeah. The fourth pizza has shown up.
Wait, did you finish that one?
Slee!
Just let me see.
And it is as beautiful as the first one today. Oh, this one's the cheese variety.
Ooh, the cheese, there you
Thank
go.
Thank you to Tara and the great people here at Pizza that support the bit. They support the bit, Slee. This feels very hot, but that's okay.
Got to finish the other one.
Okay. Tara walked away before I had to bite because it was 1,000 degrees.
Mason that Allen came right sitting out there waiting, cool saying,
yeah, they're like, fine. This isn't good radio.
Oh, there we go, Ladie.
Oh.
67-65, 20 seconds.
Is he a good free throw shooter?
One more free throw. Yeah, coming.
There's another one.
He has no arc.
Fouled out. That's the second guy.
Yeah, the dirtiest team I've ever seen in college basketball.
Is UAB?
The dirtiest team.
Just don't understand it. All right, so it's a two-point game. Another free throw coming.
Oh, there you go. Oh, he got it to roll in.
Three-point game.
There we go. One stop.
20 seconds left.
How much time did they take off? They're going slow.
They got to go.
They don't care.
They got to get a three up. Got to get a three up, Slee. Oh, don't rush it. Don't rush it. Oh, no. That rushed
it. Oh, he got it open.
Oh.
No.
There we go.
That's going to do it.
There we go.
There you go.
That's going to do it. All right,
we can take it away. There you go.
It is a final. I think
3.5 seconds left. It's not a final, but they're going to shoot free throws.
I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I hate you, all of you.
Hey, Chris, let's get this away before we go to Supercross Talk.
We'll get to Supercross Talk in just a moment. 1 o'clock at KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station. It is time to give away the 75-inch Crystal UHD Samsung 4K television, courtesy of Isaac and Roy at Mir Audio Video in Westwood. The person is in the building. Would you like to read the name, Slee? From the city of Long Beach. The
All
winner's
right, here
name.
We go. Here we go. 75-inch TV, Jesse Medrano. Where's Jesse at?
Yeah, Jesse.
Where's Jesse at?
Where are you, Jess? Where is he?
All right.
Hey! All right. Way to go,
Jesse.
Jesse.
Come up here, brother.
Jesse.
Come on up. Now the guy's embarrassed to win a television.
He won the grill also.
Jesse gets the big TV.
Atta baby, Jesse. Good work,
Josh,
brother.
Jesse, over here. Jesse, over here. Over here, Jess.
Jesse,
over here.
Jesse, over there. Over there.
Jesse, get in here, brother.
Congratulations, Whew. Jesse. Where does that
scary.
Go in the house?
I do not know.
Jesse, you got a truck?
I don't think I have a wall big enough for that.
That's okay. I bet you could sell it to somebody here for pretty good money. But congratulations. How big is your current TV, Jesse?
70, and it barely fits.
Guess what? We got you 70? An extra 5 inches, sucker.
Hey, Jesse, is there a resale on your current TV? I'm in the market for one. If the 70, you know, let's work together.
Sure. Gotcha. Yeah,
now, Jesse, together. You were at Islands yesterday.
Yes, I was.
You're here now. You're going home with the TV. You know what that means tomorrow.
I have to come in tomorrow.
Are you coming to pickleball?
Absolutely.
We'll see you there, sucker.
All right.
Congratulations, Jesse.
Thank you.
You know, Jesse and I
Thank you, brother. Thank you for coming out.
A cooler full of Modelos at the All-Star Saturday night.
You and Jesse did?
We sure did.
Well, Jesse, thank you for being a P1. We appreciate it.
Yes,
congratulations on the TV, pal. And now, hit it, Cody. Time for Super Crosstalk.
I don't know what you guys are doing in there, but out here there are pizzas, there's beer, there's TV. We're out in the sunshine, so... I don't know what you guys are up to, but we're winning out here.
We are none of the above. No pizza,
yeah,
no beer,
pizza,
no sunshine.
Beer. You know the TVs here rarely work, so we're 0 for 3.
Yes.
I've never seen more TVs in a spot in my entire life. So Slee is mad at us because we kind of wanted to see his team go down. Does that make us bad guys?
They're not good people, guys.
Yeah, no, it'd be funny.
That does make you bad guys.
It'd be
guys.
Funny, though. I'm all for the bit. Yeah. You know, seeing Slee devastated
You're all about
funny.
The bit, Mace.
Yeah,
They're
exactly.
not good friends.
You're
not
all
good friends.
About the bit.
Yeah, all about
sure.
the bit.
Let me ask you guys something. Do you know anybody that ran Kentucky into the Final Four?
No.
John Ireland.
Yes.
John Ireland.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You did too?
I had to pick a squirrel team. I said, well, let's go. They got NBA players. Let's put Kentucky in there. Done.
They literally already had their minds in the NBA.
Figuratively and literally.
That's the problem with those Kentucky teams, and now he's gone out, I think, four of the last 5 years in the first round, is that those guys are there just for a cup of coffee. They're on their way to the NBA. Why do they care about the NCAA tournament? It's like
they don't.
Exactly.
Yeah. They don't. This is what he's, like you said, what'd you say, Mace? Four of the last five. I don't know any of the guys' names on Kentucky, but I know that three of those or four of those or 10 of those guys are going to wind up in the NBA at some point in their lives. It's inexplicable. And this is why college basketball is kind of turned the corner into what it is right now, that all of this stuff is wide open, that Oakland has got a 24-year-old guy that's transferred and is knocking down 10 threes to knock out a bunch of NBA guys. Nobody knows anything.
And it's just one game. You know, All you have to do is just have one good game, and it doesn't matter what seed you are.
Well, apparently, at the last All-Star game, there were 24 players combined on both All-Star teams, and seven of them were from Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. James.
Yeah, I mean,
there you go.
So is Morales putting away pizzas?
I did. I'm on my fourth right now.
Fourth pizza. Congratulations.
Did he cheat yesterday? No, I did not cheat, but this is what we're going to bring up. Base. Okay. I reviewed the tape last night.
Okay.
A lot of people did.
Greg cheated.
How?
In the pie-eating contest?
Pie-eating contest. Your description, your instructions.
Now, no hands.
I didn't have to go to my knees. I went down because I thought that'd make it easier. It didn't. You guys were right to come on top.
Yes.
That's why I got so much cream on my face.
But
you said hands behind your back.
You did not.
No,
you said
didn't.
No
Ray,
hands.
Yeah,
the
no,
hands
the only thing, the I actually have the text. Mason said, pie-eating contest, no hands.
Is that what it says?
Yeah,
no, does it not say
it?
That's it.
My text says hands behind back.
Followed the protocol. Greg won.
Yep. Well, then this is a violation on you, Mace.
What?
No hands.
I didn't.
That was it.
I've what violation?
Greg
I've already
correct.
Lost the contest.
The
How else can? What other violation can I commit? I
Mace,
lost.
Do you cheat on your taxes too?
Yeah,
no, but I Greg. Greg then would now be considered the winner, and you win, Mace.
No, because Greg, there was no rule about putting your hands on your thighs, which is what Greg did.
That's what Mace texted me. Mace texted me hands behind the back. That's why him and I had our
did
hands
I
behind our back.
Did I text you that?
I need to see evidence of that text. I have a text from Mason, and it simply said no hands.
Too. I showed it to you this morning.
No hands. It was always no hands. See, a text to you saying hands behind your back is not text to me hands behind your back.
So now Mace is at fault here.
Yeah.
Two different versions of instructions. One behind the back, one just no hands.
Yeah, I got no hands. Different.
The rules as explained to me were no hands.
Right. And the text
Damn
Morales
it,
did say hands behind your back. But I think Bergman, I yield.
Well, Bergman was a big
Bergman
winner yesterday
impressive.
Because he won the pie-eating contest, and then he smoked me last night in pickleball.
Oh, did he?
I was just going to ask.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That
was not close.
Why,
really?
John, Ireland, I keep thinking in my head, you and Lisa are going to do damage.
To be fair, John,
Nancy beat you. I was just there.
Well, okay, so Nancy, one of our friends, is played tennis at
pro.
Yeah, at San Diego State, I think, too, by the way. Or she might have gone to UCI. I can't remember. And so she's a really good player, though. And so she played with Greg, and I played with Lisa. And we played four games, and Lisa and I only won one.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you think Bergman?
We're in huge trouble.
How were Ireland and Lisa together?
They were good. They hit the ball very well. They kind of started running up to stop right before the kitchen. Ireland was playing really well. Lisa's good, too.
What was the name of your partner, Greg?
Nancy.
So, Ireland. Greg was telling me this morning that you guys kept hitting the ball at Nancy instead of at Greg. Why not make Greg make the plays instead
of hitting
the tennis
ball? It was shocking.
No, well, here's the thing. If I'm being dead honest.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get the ball over the net. I wasn't targeting.
You had no control over
I wasn't targeting Greg or Nancy. Yeah. I was like, I hit a bunch into the net. Greg and I both did, but I think I had more unforced errors than you. So I was just trying to put it in play. And Nancy's a human backboard. She just returns everything.
A human backboard.
It was insane. There was legitimately, I stood there multiple times being like, all right, it's between Lisa, Nancy, Lisa, Nancy, Lisa, Nancy.
You and John should have gone to get a beer.
Well, we did after.
Yeah.
But it was not
so
close.
Who's the favorites now?
Yeah, who are the favorites?
Greg, who's your partner?
Is that the favorite?
Clinton.
Clinton Yates.
Oh, that'll be a good team.
CY's good. I played with
CY.
Oh,
by the way, CY's birthday today. Happy birthday,
yeah,
CY.
Yeah, happy birthday, CY.
Yeah, no, wait a minute. Trav questions whether or not he's good.
I've never seen him play pickleball. I saw played him try to field ground balls at shortstop.
I actually played pickleball with Clinton. Clinton's really good. He's got a tennis background. He was really good.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yes. All right.
My sense is Trudell takes this stuff pretty seriously. Yeah. Who's his partner?
There you go.
Trudell is with
McManaman.
McManaman's got a flight. Okay. So, but here's the thing.
Favorite.
I just
that's
looked.
That's the runaway favorite.
60% chance of rain. So if it rains, it becomes a drinking contest. And then I pick Travis.
Wait a minute. It's a 40% chance of no rain.
Yeah. But then if
everybody just stops.
If
stop
it
with
switches,
the rain stuff, rain or shine tomorrow.
Well, no, we can't play if it's raining. But if it is raining, I have
a
feeling.
Well, some of us will be.
All right. Well,
I'm with you. If this turns into a handicapped with whoever can drink the most Michelob Ultra,
right, then you
whatever
win.
We have out there, so, then I am the pick.
I asked Nancy. I said, "What happened last night?" I said, "What happens if we just play in the rain?" And she goes, "It's the worst idea ever. Dr. Clapper would be backed up for 2 years." She said you would slide all over the courts. So, Trav, there's a chance.
Was
you
yesterday
could,
the first time you'd played?
In a year, yeah. Well, I mean, I played a couple weeks ago, but before that, yeah, in a long time.
By the way, it's light rain.
Right, but if the courts are
just
wet.
Light.
If the courts are wet, we're drinking.
We're drinking.
We have a whole staff of people that will be wiping down the courts if there's rain.
Yeah,
we're going
to
be good.
Listen to Chris.
We're going
to
wear cleats.
Chris is like the umpire that says, oh, the heavy stuff's not coming down for an hour or so.
Hey, Graham,
guys,
get
this radio station is only on the air
wipe
now.
Wipe off the court.
It's going to be like the guys
the
that mop the
radio station is
sweat
only
off.
On the air to make revenue. That's our goal.
That's
so
our
we
goal.
We need to make revenue tomorrow.
Exactly.
So we're going to be
big revenue day.
Well, we're showing up no matter what. So if it turns into, if it's raining, we'll just do a drinking contest.
And we have so,
then we drink.
And we have so many great partners that are involved, Morales.
Exactly, Mace. See, Mace taking the positive spin.
Yes.
That's what we like.
If this turns into a beer and you have to be a little careful on your feet, I'm going to dominate.
Yeah, I know.
Because
that's what I think.
Being quick and side to side.
I would put a little side. I would put a little side bet on Travis just in case this turns into it switches from pickleball to a drinking contest. Because I think then Trav wins.
Oh, he definitely wins.
How do I get somebody to drive me home? Because if this is going to be where it's going to go,
well, Uber from Fountain Valley for you wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, but they don't have my car there.
Tommy's driving me home, so he'll just take you. Well, maybe not. We're in a different direction. You just come to my house and dry out.
Yeah, we'll
see.
That's
the worst idea.
Exactly.
And like Mason says, there's a 40% chance that it won't rain.
Exactly.
So maybe, you know, maybe we get to play. We'll see.
We're playing.
Yeah, we're playing. We're doing it.
The big highlight for many is that Steve Mason's team, known as the Frenemies.
Yes.
It is Mace with producer Lindsay Baseball. Producer, since Corporate Greg's standing right here with us, producer Lindsay is filling in for Greg today.
Yeah, she's right
and
here.
This could be an amazing 3 hours of Lindsay and Mace back on the air together.
What do you expect?
I hope that there is some sort of Mace has flashbacks.
You want it to go south.
Coming back?
Yeah.
That all of a sudden he has flashbacks of the old days and just snaps and walks out of the studio.
Like Jerry West.
It was never that
bad.
You're making
don't
bring that
up. No,
like
that never happened.
You're making
you
it sound
that.
Like
he
it's
never threw
worse
that trophy,
than it
man.
Was. Lindsay, things with us were never that bad.
Jerry never played golf. He never threw a golf club.
Did Mason ever walk out of the studio when you were producing our show? I don't remember that.
In fact, I had no idea that Mason was even like upset with me or anything because it was never brought up. It was just one day, hey,
you know why? It's because I've got one of those temperaments where everything just simmers. Like
I know.
It just simmers and
push it down.
And
not
push
it down.
Bam.
Yeah, push it down.
Right,
yeah.
And I'm the opposite. You know? I'm just like, whatever, word
simmer.
Vomit.
Yes.
If you guys start to go in a direction yesterday on the pickleball court, or tomorrow I should say, on the pickleball court, and it's not going well, will you turn on each other, like publicly?
Well,
yes,
of course, yeah.
We absolutely will.
I mean, that's pretty much like
that. That was the whole point. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Fireworks.
Good. I just want to make sure that I'm not playing a match at that point so I can come see it.
Lindsay's the best pickleball player on that team, right?
I think it's very
Mason
possible.
Fell off of his stationary bike, so he's
already injured. Yeah,
I had a stationary bike accident.
Oh, by the
you
way,
should not do gummies when you're on a stationary bike.
How's your injury
bike?
From the bike accident.
Although Lindsay dropped the TV on her head this week.
I'm actually
so. That's
I'm
true.
Actually,
that's true.
I'm actually okay.
There.
I'm good to play, but you should not. This is just public service. You should not have gummies before you go on your stationary bike. It becomes less stationary.
That seems self-explanatory. Yeah, did you not think of that beforehand?
Never thought of it.
I still have mild concussion
Surprised
symptoms.
Surprised there's not a sticker on
from the
side
TV
of the
hitting
yes.
you in the head.
Warning. You don't have gummies on the stationary.
On paper,
well, we will see you guys tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to see you out at the Agape Pickleball Center tomorrow in Found Valley, rain or shine.
Yep. We're going to party no matter what.
We're going to party no matter what.
Thank you.
We mentioned it a minute ago. Thank you to everybody out here hanging out with us all day long. It's been a great day. Look forward to doing it again. All you good folks, too. Come on out to Pickleball tomorrow. Mason and Ireland's coming up next. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger's all about.